Hello, this is David Mulby. I work for the Monroe Institute as a trainer for Gateway Voyage and Guidelines programs. In Guidelines, we stress that the point of the program is not necessarily to become a channel, but to develop a better rapport with one's inner guidance, and that can take many forms. As part of the program, we sometimes bring in one of our experienced explorers to talk with the participants, and that can lead to some interesting and sometimes entertaining sessions. This quarter's Explorer excerpt is from one such session, which took place in October of 1986. Explorer ROMC, perhaps best noted for Explorer Tape Number 17, the Patrick Rescue Mission, has contact with a number of non-physical friends. This session begins with a delightful entity known as Alfonso, whose last incarnation was as a musician in the late 18th and early 19th centuries.
Good evening, Mr. Monroe.
Good evening, and how are you this evening?
Well, I'm enjoying this session very much.
Too bad we do not have a piano for you.
Well, I brought one along. And since this whole group is in such a tumult, I thought that I would play my piano and they can come over on my side and listen.
That's a good idea. I wish that you could arrange that temporarily, of course.
Oh, well, of course, temporarily. We wouldn't want this whole bunch over here all at once.
You have to be a tour guide.
So if you've really done a good job in your training, Mr. Monroe, they should be able to just step out of the body and listen to this music I'm going to play.
I've been working on it.
In fact, if they didn't come back, you'd have to return their money. Got quite a group here. A lot of energy.
Yeah.
A lot of marvelous energy. You really get in tune, from our side, we can see the colors involved in the group. And of course, with every vibration, there is color and there is... melody.
Yes.
With every entity, music.
And
each
harmonies.
That's right. Each entity played their own song, and that's why you're all here, is to find the harmony and try to bring your own vibrations into the right attunement. And many of you, of course, on this plane, do run into inharmonious situations.
To say the least.
But part of your purpose for being here is to get into the inner attunement and raise your vibration. And as you know, that is the main purpose for being on the planet Earth.
Alfonso goes on to explain his association with ROMC and how seeking one's inner guidance is beneficial for all concerned.
My association with this entity, it's a very important association. Now, all beings who are in the human body are connected into energy systems. And the energy systems are interconnected into other levels. All of you who are in this room and all who are on the earth plane are interconnected in your vibratory level. And at one level, you're all playing the same tune. But each entity has their own special vibration that is connected into other levels beyond themselves. And this is what you're doing when you get in touch and in tune with your own vibration. You get in attunement with your various levels of guidance. I am the one of the levels of guidance of this entity, and we had made an agreement before she came into this plane, because we are on the same earth vibration, and we have worked together in other dimensions. And our agreement was that we would work together in this dimension, and that I would not reincarnate, that we would come and blend the vibrations to help not only to lift her vibration, but the vibratory rate of others in the healing dimension. Now let me say, as I'm talking about vibrations, that what is important to remember is that every time your vibration is raised, even a one level, just a very simple raising of vibrations, it changes the rate of vibration of levels throughout eternity. Therefore, it is very important for you to be aware that as you grow and as you get in touch and in attunement with your inner levels, you are raising the consciousness not only of yourself, but of all dimensions. And this is very important, because all who are here with a great desire to grow and to get into attunement. And as they leave this session, as each have gotten into the level of attunement, there will be changes taking place through many dimensions.
Well, I sure thank you for coming and being with us. You're such a warm and enjoyable person to be with.
Well, we both appreciate your compliments tonight. You're not so bad yourself, Mr. Monroe. Very friendly. Appreciate your inviting me. There are quite a few others that are here.
I promise you the next time I will have a piano for you.
You didn't like my piano?
Well, I wanted them to hear it, don't you see?
Oh, they all heard it.
Well, they don't remember. It's a problem.
Well, you would have to ask them. I'm going to come in and play tonight while they're all asleep, and I'll wake
there,
them up.
There, good. I hope you do that.
What time do you want them to wake up? Should we surprise them?
Yeah, surprise them.
We'll surprise them.
Do a nice series of arpeggios, and then some high strikes up in the upper range, you know, that'll do it. Nice high octave.
I want to say that the other guides, the other team, they're all here.
Oh, they are?
But we drew straws, and I happen to be the one to get to talk to you.
Well, good.
But that's because I have been in close contact, and your friend that you call Osso.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't told him why you call him Osso, but he hasn't chosen to take an identity in this plane.
He has?
Has not.
Oh, he has not. I know.
Mm-hmm. And for a specific reason. And you know why? The specific reason? Do you remember?
I do, yes. That it locks him into this plane too much. That was what I remember him telling us.
I just wanted to check and see how much you remembered. I know sometimes you got a little sleepy and would maybe doze off on the other end.
That did happen, yes.
I'd I wanted them not to feel so bad if they go to sleep in the other. Because it happens to the best of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, the worst of us.
And too. Yes, there's no better or worse. It's just it happens. But something's still happening, actually. A lot's happening when you're dozing off.
Oh, yeah.
Could he even slip out of body? When you were trying to talk to him, he'd be off, dozing off and slipping out. We'd bring him back, though, when...
They had pitchforks.
Got a little warm down here, didn't it?
It did. See, they enjoy you as much as I do.
Well, you know, we do enjoy life in all dimensions, you know, quite a sense of humor on both sides, but we can get serious, too.
Yeah.
I want to say it's been a privilege being invited here, and I think that I someone is nudging me.
All right.
And I am going to slip out.
All right.
And when I say slip out, I want you to know that it's quite a process of working through an energy field. Stepping out, and I have one of my friends here is going to come in and talk to the group a little bit about the energy field and how they work through them.
All right, good.
Alfonso went on to say that since he was more closely connected with ROMC, he had cleared the energy body for the next source. It took some moments for the transition.
We would like to speak to you with regards to the energy system. We have worked with this particular system here this evening in shifting the vibrations, and with regards to questions that have taken place here, and with regards to questions that are in your own minds, we want to clarify some energy questions as to what happens when you tune yourselves up and turn yourselves over to levels of guidance. It is first very, very important for you to be centered in your own system, to be centered in body, mind, and spirit, to have the light around you in your own mind, whether you do this consciously or unconsciously. And as you go in to yourself and ask for guidance, dear friends, it is very important always to center yourself in the light. The light, dear friends, is that symbol in your dimension and in ours that represents that center, of oneness, that center of beingness, that center of consciousness, the all one. the light that is, the light that is that which you are, and the light which is that which is your protection. And why, dear friends, do we say protection? We say that when in your dimension, when you are not centered, your energies are all interrelated because you are an energy system in and of itself. All that is life is an energy system that is working on a rate of vibration. And in the earth dimension, which is a much slower vibration, what happens is that when you are not centered, when you turn your energy system around, and what happens when you turn your energy system around, when we say that, that means that you are asking specifically for higher energies to interpenetrate to bring the levels of guidance. And therefore, when you turn your energies around, that means that just with the thought of asking for guidance, you are opening up a level of vibration from another dimension. Therefore, if you are not centered, if your energy system in any way is interpenetrated with any kind of a blockage, that when you turn your system around asking for levels of guidance, what would happen if you are not centered in the light is that the energies that are directly connected to the earth dimension could interpenetrate. And that is what we say happens when those who play with energies, and you have those on the earth plane who do this as a game, and you hear of those the term possession, which is what happens when entities on the earth plane do not know what they are doing, and they are playing, and then you have other entities who are playing, and we're not saying that playing is not what is important, because you all are centered in joy. But it is important when you turn your system around and center in guidance, always to center within your inner self the light. You think of the light, that's how you center. You use affirmations. You use that which is comfortable for you as you center yourself. And what we say happens when entities do not know and understand the principles involved, when they open their systems, when they are playing with what you call the Ouija board or what other types of games, what happens is that they turn themselves around in their mind, just the thought that we are open for communication. And there are always levels of communication that is ready to come in. So the very important aspect always in life is to be centered in your own self. Continually ask for guidance. This is a process that is a principle in the energy level, that any time you have a thought, help me, give me guidance, this will always take place. But you specifically would ask for the guidance from the light dimension. And this is important because the system works in any dimension just with the thought of opening up. And you can understand then why the levels of in certain aspects of your dimension will things will happen to people, and then the entities involved are could be, as we say, could be in trouble, but what is happens is that it is not trouble as much as the universal principle is happening. The opening takes place, and some energy comes in directly from the same dimension on which the vibration is at work. This is why we say that for the guidance, it is always important to be centered within yourself, in your light essence, to ask for the level of guidance beyond your own vibration to protect and guide you.
At this point, flip the cassette over to the other side, and the explore session will continue.
What happens when the energy system is turned around? We use this term because just the thought at all levels is the cause. That is the pure energy that produces the effect. Therefore, your thought, all of you are here with the direct thought of receiving guidance. All of you have guidance because built in to the energy levels of all beings is a direct line of guidance from all dimensions. And the thought, I want guidance, I want direction, that sets up the process that begins to open your inner energy levels, and the various types and dimensions of guidance comes to you. Now, there are as many types of guidance and levels of direction as there are energy systems. And each of you are very unique in your vibratory levels. So therefore, it's very important for you, as you open yourselves to guidance, you center yourselves in the light, you have the affirmation that helps to protect you, to keep you into the higher level of guidance. By centering yourselves, you are asking for the level beyond yourselves in a higher vibration to come through you. And what you are doing after you have centered yourselves and the process, the thought, I want guidance, means that you are open then for the level of guidance which is in attunement with your own purpose for being in this plane. You then get into the attunement of the guidance that is very much associated with your own particular energy system. Therefore, it is important for all of you to drop any expectations of the type of guidance specifically that you expect, because what can happen is that if you have an expectation, which is a thought form, this is at the causal level, that thought form can block the pure level of the type of guidance that is coming through you. Now, let us say that your existence on the plane in which you are is a level of guidance in and of itself, because everything that takes place in and around you at all times is the manifestation of that which is in you. the manifestation of your thought. And therefore, as you look at everything that is happening to you, number one, you are receiving direct guidance every second of your existence on the earth plane, because what happens to you is the manifestation of what you are doing. You are being guided by your own energy system, your own thought process, because the level outside of yourself is the second level. It's the condition of what is within you. And therefore, it is important as you seek guidance to be aware of exactly what you are creating in the earth dimension by looking at all that you are. And therefore, from this reflection, you receive the guidance as to what is taking place that you do not want to have in your own inner world. And if that which you see you do not like, you want to change, you always can say, if you do not know how to change it, and each day as you see the manifestation of what you are taking place around you, and you do not know how to change it, you can ask always for help, and you will receive guidance. It will come in many ways. It will come perhaps in a disguise of another being who immediately comes at some level and does what you need to have, you need to receive. And the guidance can come through the energies of another being on your plane. Also, you will receive guidance in your dream state. That is the time when your energies are in reverse. Your energy system has reversed. As we say, you have turned the energy system around. And at that state, when you are in the dream state, there are many levels of energy that have interpenetrated, and you move into another dimension just by the fact of going into the dream state. And at that level, you receive dimensions of guidance. Some of you travel. Some of you immediately go into the dimensions beyond yourself, the vibratory rate, the level where you need to receive continual teachings. Teachings that some have started before you came into this plane. And some of you will not go too far from the physical body. And then there are others that will come to you and work with you in the teachings and the help that you have asked for. Now, this is another stage of guidance. The first, as we said, is the direct guidance in your plane. The other state is the turning around of your energy system in the sleep state. And another level of guidance is that level which goes into many dimensions. It can go from many dimensions within your own system, where you are in touch with what you call your guides. Now, what is a guide? A guide is exactly what the word means. Every entity that comes into the earth plane has a guiding force that is working with them. Every guiding force has a guiding force of a dimension beyond. Every guiding force has a guiding force of a dimension beyond. And this goes to many, many levels. So you can see that when you receive guidance, you have guide after guide after guide after guide that is working with you through the levels of attunement. And this is a part of the natural state of your energy system, the built-in guidance. All of you are perfect. We are perfect in spirit. And the purpose for which we exist in the various levels of vibration is to come into that attunement with our perfection, which is that which is the God essence, the level of timelessness, which is a part of all of us, part of our being. And what happens when you begin to get in touch with your guidance, you begin to change vibrations. The guidance is helping you to raise the level of your vibration. There is no place to go. There is only one level. And the level to which we are all directing, being directed, is to change to the vibration of perfection. Therefore, those of you who live on the earth plane, you perceive time and you perceive space. But in reality, there is no time, there is no space. Everything exists on levels of vibration. And as the vibration changes, your perception changes. And that which you are, you begin to get more in touch with your perfection, your light essence, your God essence. And that, dear friends, is why you are all here. You avidly seek the guidance. And as you open, as you have reversed your energies by the thought, I desire guidance, the thought that I cannot do it myself, I need help. And that thought is very important. Another thought that is very important is the thought of appreciation and thankfulness for the guidance that you receive. So before you leave, or each day, as you open your eyes, to ask for the guidance in any way, the unseen guidance, center yourself in the light and attune yourself to receive guidance from the many dimensions of your being. And always have a thought of thankfulness for that which you are and that which you receive, because there is only one, a oneness in the universe. We say, as we speak in terms of guides and guidance, that each of you may receive your guidance in another, a very variation of ways. Some are more oriented to the audio, where you will hear. If your energy system is more in, your brain system works more from the audio reception, you will hear guidance. You will hear and not necessarily see. And that guidance is as profound and important as the guidance where you will see your guide. So have your inner ears open, always to hear the words that come. It can be heard in an audible tone. It can be heard in your soul essence. It's a knowing and a hearing. So keep your inner ear open, because there are some who receive guidance in that form. There are some who have direct sight that you will see your guidance, and that there are some who will just have a conversation with the guidance at some level. If your eyes are closed and you see the face before you, ask that it speak to you, and you can receive guidance in that way. There are some, as this entity is, where the guidance can come through and speak not only to this energy system, but to other energy systems. Because the guidance that one receives is specifically for that entity. However, as was said, when that entity changes and the vibrations are lifted, every entity, every last form of life within all levels is changed, as your growth takes place in this dimension. Therefore, there are some who see, some who hear, and there are some who merely sense. It is very important to know, dear friends, that not all of you will hear or see, because some of you are on a vibration of sensing. You sense information. You can sense a presence. And therefore, when you begin to get in touch with the fine attunement and sense the presence, you sense the information, you can sense in the level of a knowing and know what it is that you are to do. Therefore, it is important to be in touch with that sensing level. What we are saying is that as you are open for guidance and you reverse your energy systems, as you have already done in asking for guidance, you must be open to allow the flow to take place, because you are saying that you do not know exactly how you will receive help. You're asking for guidance because you are asking for a higher level of energy to work through you. And this is important, that as you do so, you must be willing to allow the universal energies that are beyond your own system to work into your levels to transform. And that is what is called following the flow of your own energy. We feel and sense and know that the energies within this group are very elevated. There are vibrations that have been lifted into many levels, and there are many dimensions beyond the knowing that are changing within this group. There is much that is happening, and if you do not feel that anything is happening, release that thought. Those who have any sense of doubt, a drop of doubt is a thought. It is a cause that can block. Therefore, just know that by the thought, I want guidance, there is guidance that is taking place at a level, and you might not always know the effects of the guidance, but it is taking place. Ask, and you shall receive. That is a phrase that has been in the earth dimension for a long time, and it is a universal principle that when you ask, you will always receive the guidance that you have asked for. What we say is you should not decide exactly what type of guidance what you will receive, because when you are asking, you're asking for the dimensions beyond the guidance and the guidance and the guidance that does know more than you consciously know. However, we say at a subconscious level, you know all. Therefore, turn it over to the higher guidance and release doubt. Release that which would hold you back, expectations, and be open to receive. We shall step aside, but we say, dear friends, that it is a privilege that you have invited us. I speak in terms of us because we work in groups. You have more than one guide. There are, for the earth plane, many times when entities have groups that work with them. You might be only aware of one, but there are others with the group that is working with the guide, and the guide, and the guide. So therefore, know, dear friends, that you are never alone. Aloneness. Separation is merely a thought form in the earth plane. A separation is merely a thought. That is not a reality. There is only oneness. You are all one in spirit. You are interconnected into that very center of beingness and timelessness. And we say that you, as you are in touch, you are in touch with the level of oneness. And you know that you are not alone. Thank you.
So once again, we have a reinforcement of what many of us feel is the most important lesson that we teach here at the Institute. You can take the tools that you have and be your own source for the answers that you seek.